God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, 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 and even you. Welcome, welcome, one and all. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can change, will change. If you allow the Word of God to do it, it can transform your entire life. Grateful to God that He has given us another day, another opportunity, another moment to be able to study His Word together. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for last night's slumber. Thank you for this morning's rising. Thank you, God, for the eyes to see. Thank you for the ears to hear. Thank you for a mouth to speak. Thank you for our heartbeat. Thank you for the air that we breathe. Thank you for a place to lay our head last night. And thank you for a place to be able to rise up and be able to come together to study your word. God, we are grateful today because everyone doesn't have the testimony of waking up this morning. But God, you've allowed us to be on the wake-up list once again. And for that, we say thank you. God, there's nothing we could have done to deserve another day. Nothing we could have done to earn another moment. But it is yet by your grace and your mercy that you allowed us once again to be able to come together. God, we don't take that time lightly. God, we don't take it for granted that you still love us, even in the midst of us doing some unlovable things, even in the midst of us not doing everything you told us to do, you still love us. And for that, God, we are grateful. Now, God, as we take time to study your word on this morning, God, speak to us again like you have spoken to us before. But, God, let it be like you are speaking to us the first time. God, help us to understand your word. Help us to be able to embrace your word. God, help us, oh God, to be able to apply your word to our lives, God, as we continue in studying sacrifice. God, help us to be able to pull together, God, how it is that Jesus must have felt as he knew he was going through this season of sacrifice for your children. Jesus, we thank you today for the sacrifice. God, we pray for those that are on the call. God, we pray that this time be productive, prosperous, fruitful, oh God. God, we pray a blessing over those who wanted to join, but for whatever reason did not join. God, I pray even in this, God, that we would understand your word, hear it, embrace it, and live it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, I thank God for each and every one of you that counted it not robbery to take up some time this morning to come together to study the word of God. On this morning, our travels take us to Matthew, the 26th chapter. We're going to start at the 47th verse. Matthew 26, starting at verse 47. From the New American Standard Bible, it reads as follows. While he was yet speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, came up accompanied by a large crowd with swords and clubs, who came from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he who was betraying him gave them a sign, saying, whomever I kiss, he is the one. Seize him. Immediately Judas went to Jesus and said, Hail, Rabbi, and kissed him. Jesus said to him, Friend, do what you have come for. And then they came and laid hands on Jesus and seized him. And behold, one of those who was with Jesus reached and drew out his sword and struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, Put your sword back in its place. For all those who take up the sword shall perish by the sword. Or do you think I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? How then will the scripture be fulfilled, which say that it must happen this way? At that time Jesus said to the crowds, Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me, as you would against a robber? Every day I used to sit in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But all of this has taken place to fulfill the scripture of the prophets. Then all the disciples left him and fled. And I think that that was clear enough. The word of the Lord is blessed on this morning as we continue on through the sacrificial love of Jesus today. As you can tell through the Word of God, we are going to talk about the betrayal. The betrayal. Talking about the sacrifice for the children of the for the sins of the children of the world. This time we're talking about the betrayal. Last week we started in the intimate setting of the Last Supper, where the sacrament of communion was instituted, where Jesus established the new covenant through his body, through his blood. And now we are transitioning to the betrayal of one of Jesus' own, one who walked with him, one who was selected specifically by Jesus to be one of the 12. Isn't it interesting, you all, that God knows all things at all times, and he knew the individual in which would betray him, but yet and still, he selected him anyway. Many would wonder why Jesus would do such a thing, but the scripture is clear for us that says these things must happen. So understand this, even if there was no Judas that was in his inner circle, one of the other ones, someone, would have had to betray him in order to fulfill scripture. Jesus understood his assignment, and in spite of him having an individual that walked closely with him for 3 years, again, was in his inner circle, watched him perform miracles, signs, and wonders, taught them, discipled them, one of the same would be the one to actually betray him. So we just read about basically one of the most human experiences that Jesus faces. Yes, there were people that didn't accept him. Yes, there were people that walked away. Yes, there were situations where he had to mediate between disciples. Yes, there were times where he got frustrated with the disciples because he was teaching and they didn't always embrace what he said. Many things that he experienced as, you know, a human that we consider the human experience. But this is probably one of the most human experiences, betrayal. You think about how you feel when someone betrays you. Think about how you feel when someone that you trusted, someone that you felt got you, actually betrayed you, actually did something totally opposite of what you expected. This is what we're talking about today in this passage of Scripture. In this passage of Scripture, we encounter Jesus coming out of the Garden of Gethsemane, the place that he found solitude in going to his Father and pleading the prayer that we are all accustomed to, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. This place of solitude was turned into a scene of treachery, a scene of betrayal. When Judas comes and he approaches Jesus with a crowd of folks coming with swords and clubs, not those who wanted to see Jesus killed. The crowd didn't include the chief priests, didn't include the elders of the church or the elders of the people. It was a group of folks sent by those people with swords and clubs. And then the ultimate betrayal is not just, you know, a kiss. It's not just him coming and kissing him on the cheek. It is the shattering of trust. It is, your life is only worth 30 pieces of silver. And you all, this moment is critical in our understanding of Jesus' sacrifice. It underscores, it emphasizes the depth of human frailty and sin. The very thing that Jesus came to redeem. This betrayal basically just throws Jesus into the hands of those people who want to see him crucified, setting into motion all of the times that we see in Scripture that it says that the scribes, Pharisees, conspired together to be able to have Jesus crucified. But it's not just that, you all. It's not just about giving the scribes and the Pharisees their way, but it's setting into motion the fulfillment of Scripture, the fulfillment of prophecy. It sets into motion the demonstration of God's love for us. It's right here. It's right here, right after communion, that he says he's establishing a new agreement, a new covenant. On one side, you've got this new covenant, this new communion. And then on the other side, you have betrayal. You all, that is the full measure of the sacrifice. He broke bread with the one who's going to betray him, but he still chose to go the path of suffering for us. Not because Jesus had to make a name for himself. He already had the name which was above every name. He did it for us. You gotta recognize this. Judas didn't betray him as impulse, like he just did it not and didn't think about it. It was a calculated decision. One that fulfilled the Scripture. And Jesus' reaction to him, who said, "Friend, do what you have come for," it speaks volumes of the still remaining grace and the still remaining love that Jesus had for Judas, even in the midst of this betrayal. You all, we got to take into consideration that all of the disciples were there, even one who took out his sword to cut off the ear of one of the slaves. And even in that, in other passages of Scripture, it says that Jesus stooped down and took the ear and put it back on the person's head. But Jesus' response was, "What are you doing? Put your sword back into place. Do you not think that I cannot appeal to my Father and he would send 12 legions of angels to get me out of this if that's what I needed to do?" But then he asked the question, "How will Scripture be fulfilled if I don't do this?" You all, the superior view of sacrificial love is watching the one whom you love be betrayed into enemy hands. You're trying to do what you can to rescue him, and he has chosen not to be rescued because of his love for you, because of his love for me, for us. And you all, as we reflect on this today, as we examine this Scripture today, we're also invited to examine our own response to betrayal. Do we see betrayals as ultimate acts or signs of cutting someone off? Or can we see the hand of God working even in the darkest of times? You all, because Jesus' response really teaches us about the nature of divine love, the love that we are supposed to show others, the love that endures betrayal, the love that embraces sacrifice. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. And God, as we read about your son's betrayal, we see again the light of your unfailing and unceasing love for us. God, teach us how to trust in your plan, even when it leads through someone betraying us or us having to suffer. Help us to still love as Jesus loved. Help us to serve as Jesus served, even when facing the hardest of times. Be with us as we go about our day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God bless day. In Jesus' name.